Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the largest emergency department in our state, and it is in crisis. HCMC has money problems, big time, and just within the last couple of minutes, the Hennepin County Board wrapped up a public hearing, sort of struggling with this question of should the county take over the hospital to try to turn things around. One of the county commissioners who is in that hearing and has been thinking a lot about what the right thing to do here is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Jeff Lundy is a county commissioner, and Jeff is on the John Schuster, Coldwell Banker Hotline. Good to visit with you, Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What, I guess, is as easily as you can, what is the case for the county to come in and take over Hennepin Healthcare or take over the hospital?
Yeah, I think, you know, once upon a time, prior to 2007, it was a department within the county. And then in 2007, it became really, like, I would classify it as a wholly owned subsidiary, kind of having their own board of operations, their own, management structure, everything kind of like a separate subsidiary in the corporate terms. But there's always been the backstop has always been Hennepin County. As we like to say, any bill left unpaid, gets forwarded to our inbox. And so we've really reached the point the last few years, you know, coming out of COVID, where the budgets aren't doing well. And I say that that's not just unique to our hospital. Every hospital, I think, in Minnesota and across the country is struggling. And so, but it's exacerbated here. And at the end of the day, the power to help fix this rests with the Board of Commissioners at Hennepin County.
What kind of passion did you hear from hospital leaders or community volunteers? Who all came and spoke at this hearing that started about 1:30 this afternoon?
Yeah, I think we heard very clearly from staff, from community who depend on that hospital. That is as you said, the last safety net hospital in the state of Minnesota. And frankly, it takes customers from the tri-state area all around us that, you know, send people here that need in time of care, that need specialized, you know, like a burn unit or somebody has an accident on a farm. And so we heard clearly from community leaders about the need to provide those services that it does.
Yeah, the need is clear. And the challenge, though, of course, is that HCMC takes care of a lot of people who don't have insurance or who don't have enough insurance. And so I suppose the question is, how is it better to have a board specifically focused on really a very difficult problem to solve? Mm-hmm. Or is it better to have a board of elected officials who are also working on transportation and housing and the million other things that you guys work on the county level?
Yeah, I think what has occurred, you know, why is it different now? I think that's a fair question, is we've really hit the point where the enormity of the challenge has outstripped their ability to respond. It's a fact that fiscally they are near and long-term instability. That's going to require money. Where that money may or may not come from really falls on the commissioners. So, you know, if it's your responsibility at the end of the day, we want to shorten that command structure. We want to be as close to the people in the operations as we can be. We can't have any surprises. The timing is critical. I mean, in about 7 weeks, we have to certify our max property tax levy, meaning here's the most that we may raise or however that number is set. That's it. We can't have any surprises after that, because come December, we can go down from that max levy, but we can't go up. And so we're at this moment where we have got to have an absolute true eyes wide open picture of the budget. And I think right now we haven't got that. We need that drastically so that we can deal with it.
Jeff Lundy is with us, Hennepin County Commissioner. We're talking about rescuing a hospital that is on life support to a certain degree. We know that the county, you guys already, and by you guys, I mean me and all of us who live in Hennepin County, are chipping in, what, about $40 million already to help kind of close the gap between you know, the cost of care and the cost of staff and all of that stuff. How much in the hole are they?
I think, you know, I don't want to wager a guess, but I, you know, I think we, if you add this year's budget and it going into next year, you're looking closer, you know, 60 to 80 million, maybe more. And that's if we do nothing. See, that's the key component. Doing nothing, we know where the hole gets bigger. There needs to be changes there. There needs to be, how can we look for savings? This board last December, my resolution, the board adopted, directed county staff to work with hospital staff to find savings and synergy. And, you know, in April, May, the hospital board said, no, thanks. We got this. And that's not good enough. We need to have everyone together. There are savings that we can do. Is there mission creep? We need to determine some of the stuff that we may do may not be the stuff that we should be doing. We could refer outwards.
Is your sense that there could be better management of the hospital than what there is today? Or is this just a sort of a structural issue that has to do with the number of people who just are uninsured or underinsured?
Yeah, I think it could be all the above. I think there are opportunities to think differently. And sometimes when people have been in a situation, they always think the same way. I think we're going to be looking at how can we rethink all parts of the hospital. You know, Hennepin County has a relationship with North Point, which is a care clinic that's really focused on people who don't have the ability to pay. Are there some of the hospital's clinics that would be better suited somewhere else? Are there other changes that we really need to make? And so we're going to find those things. And is there synergy? Do some of the stuff that we do as a county, could we save them money on a variety of things? There is savings to be had. Is it going to balance the budget magic? I wish.
Yeah.
I know that's not
yeah.
true.
Well, and you know, I mean, you know, North Memorial has talked about some of the challenges
yep.
they've had. Pretty much every hospital in the state of Minnesota is dealing with this issue of under reimbursement and people who don't have insurance. And, you know, looking at the federal approach to try to sort of send some of the costs for these things back to the state, it's not optimistic. I mean, it's not like there's a solution coming or there's a white knight coming in on a horse to save the day for HCMC.
Nope. And I don't think the board at all believes we are that white knight. But the moment has arrived. The situation's dire that we need to act. You know, and so all those levers need to be pulled. We need to start getting people in there whose whole goal is not to try to manage decline, but to actually say, what do we do? What do we do best? Let's deliver on that. We are a safety net hospital. Accept that identity. And then continue to move forward. It, you know, something I stress to people when we did call outs is this problem was coming irregardless of what the federal government did. Did the federal government and their changes make it easier for us? Nope. I would never say that. Did it make it harder? Yes. But these bills have been piling up for a number of years. They're an outcome of, you know, after COVID, money got pulled back away. And so, we've got to take these challenges on. There's no look back. There's no like, oh, somebody else is going to help us. We're it, and that's okay. If you know, like you said, Hennepin County taxpayers, that is my fault. If we raise taxes, that's my responsibility. So I want my hands and eyes as clear as I can when it comes to the hospital.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Lundy is a Hennepin County Commissioner. What's the next step? When is there a vote on this happening?
Yep. So today got progress, which means it gets pushed forward. So there'll be a vote next Tuesday. Judging from the comments that all the commissioners that were present made, we need 5 votes. We need a supermajority to do the dissolution of their board, which would be then replaced by ourselves. There are the votes to have that. So I would expect that officially that will be done next Tuesday. We have already positioned staff, have already started gathering information. We're not unaware what's going on over there. What we want to see is where are the opportunities to save, do things differently? And I think that's where we're going to cut through some of this stuff.
Jeff.
I just want to say there is no celebratory mood here. Like next Tuesday, it's like, oh, the world is better. The sky is blue. No, we've got tough challenges and tough decisions to make.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I were in your boat, to be honest, I'm not sure I want to have the direct responsibility for this. You know, there's no easy solution to this sort of structural challenge. What are you doing to yourself, Jeff? Right now you can blame this other board. Why are you taking it up?
Yeah. I think like anything, if you're going to have the hit, let's be involved, right? I'd rather be at the wheel than in the back screaming, look out, you know, turn here, turn there. But I think what's core and what I hope everyone hears is that the mission of the hospital is to be a safety net hospital. We care for people so that, you know, not just here, not just Hennepin, but statewide, outside of our state, we are going to do everything we can. We will make sure that hospital is open, mission driven, and, you know, try to work with everybody involved.
Jeff, I really appreciate it. Thanks for being with us. Next time we talk, can you get these Hennepin County workers to come back to work in downtown Minneapolis, please? Could we get could you get on that?
One insurmountable task at a time, sir.
Very good. Jeff, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
350, back in just a minute. I want to talk about, would you interview an AI just makes me mad. I'll talk about it in a minute.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.